More farms in Allegheny County are now eligible for preservation, thanks to a program that prioritizes smaller farms and those that produce unique crops. 90.5 WESA's Andrew Cummings has this report on one farmer who's using his land to cultivate ancient grain.
Sarakowski Farms in Plumborough is the first farm in Allegheny County to be preserved under the rule change. This 36-acre farm raises beef cattle and produces a specialty crop called spelt.
This field here on the left, that's where the spelt is. Last year, we're above it where it's green. There's just grass growing now. That was all spelt last year.
Greg Sarakowski owns this farm. He's growing about 16 acres of this ancient grain, which is a distant relative of wheat that is thousands of years old. Sarakowski has been growing spelt for years. He only recently found out it was a unique crop that made his farm eligible to be conserved as part of the Farmland Preservation Act.
We grind the spelt for cow feed, and then basically the stem that grows the spelt we use as straw, so we use that in the winter for bedding.
Sarakowski's farm now has a conservation easement, which means that Pennsylvania paid him for the market value of his land.
And what that means is that our farm will be a farm for basically perpetuity.
Sarakowski still owns the land. The conservation easement is a voluntary but legally binding agreement that suspends development rights so that land can't be turned into a housing development or strip mall. Pennsylvania is a national leader when it comes to farmland preservation, but research shows the number and acreage of farms is still declining. The state ranks 8th nationally in the rate of conversion from agricultural land to low-density housing.
This decision by the Allegheny County Farmland Preservation Board to take on the opportunity to preserve these smaller and different types of operations is really, really significant, specifically for where we live.
Heather Manzo is the executive director of the Allegheny County Conservation District. She explains the rule change was adopted in part because farms in Allegheny County are smaller on average. The size requirement dropped from 50 to only 10 acres. She says this reduction opens the door to preserving more farmland, which will not only help preserve a way of life, it also has important environmental effects.
When you have land that's unpaved, it can absorb rain, snow melt, and it acts as a natural filter. It replenishes the watershed and the aquifers, it replenishes the river. So our whole ecosystem here really depends on there being unpaved earth.
Mim Seidel, an associate food studies professor at Chatham University, says maintaining farmland strengthens the local food system and has ecological benefits, especially when compared to commercial development.
If you farm sustainably, which many smaller and mid-sized farms do compared to the huge farms, you're not sending out as much pollution as, let's say, if we put a factory on what had been a farm. Or if we have a whole bunch of townhouses that need to use more water. Not that farms don't use water, but you've got a bunch of people using water, making sewage, that type of thing.
In addition to possible environmental benefits, Sarakowski, a construction carpenter by trade, says the Farmland Preservation Program helps support his farm.
It enables us to do what we want to do, where we can invest for the future. We can upgrade our buildings and our equipment if we need to. We can develop our genetics better with our cows.
Sarakowski hopes more farms will be protected.
They're just disappearing. It's either turning into housing developments or strip malls or something like that. There's not a lot of farms around anymore.
The Farmland Preservation Program has preserved more than 6,000 farms and 600,000 acres across Pennsylvania since 1988. I'm Andrew Cummings.